Comment ça va? Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land where summer is on a Tuesday. I'm DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ, so thanks for listening and welcome to the Thrift Shop. And I'm here with you on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And we're going to start this program off, at least for a while, visiting some uncharted 45s from 1956. Yeah, these are records put out by major record labels that just didn't make an impression on the listening public, never got onto the Billboard 200 or whatever, but still, they're really, really good tunes. On Radio Thrift Shop, we like to explore the uncharted waters and the roads less traveled. All right, let's drop the needle. Whistlin' Fred Lowry from 1956, the theme from The Proud Ones, released on Decca Records. Now, The Proud Ones, that's kind of an older film that some of us did not see. It was released in 1956 and directed by Robert Webb and starring Robert Ryan, Virginia Mayo, and Whit Bissell, and even Jackie Coogan. They all kind of slip into the cast, and Walter Brennan as Jake. Anyways, from 1956, The Proud Ones, based on a 1952 novel by Vern Athanas. Before that, we heard two tunes by Mr. Steve Allen, somebody I love to play here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We heard Let's Dance, and then before that, we heard the Wordless Chorus with the theme from the film Picnic. And we started off with another theme tune from The Proud Ones, as interpreted by the Three Sons. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You have tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear.
Do not adjust your radio. It's actually supposed to sound like this. You're on the Soundbeat. You're listening to Florence Foster Jenkins struggle her way through Lyodoff's The Musical Snuffbox in 1944. Jenkins was, just a bad singer. But she was also determined to be one. She ignored the early advice of her family and her husband, who would incidentally become her ex-husband. Maybe she sang in the shower? Critics said she lacked pitch and rhythm. Others said she flat out lacked ability. But Jenkins didn't listen to any of them. In her own words, "People may say I can't sing, but no one can ever say I didn't sing." Indeed. She won out, though, establishing a cult following and even selling out Carnegie Hall. Hear more from Florence Foster Jenkins, if you dare, at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
And that, my friends, is what started the whole bargain bin craze to begin with. Or is it?
This is DJ Frederick. We're at the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're crate digging at whatever frequency you are on.
Well, that long black
It must have been a rare occurrence when a Les Paul and Mary Ford record didn't chart on Billboard. But there you have it, from 1956, Cimarron, Roll On. Before that, we heard Red Nichols with a tune called Indiana, and we started off with the Turtles. Nope, not those Turtles. And Mystery Train. All right, I'm DJ Frederick, North Country Fred, here at the Radio Thrift Shop, and today we're spinning some sets of Forgotten 45s from 1956.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And a happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Company, everything's okay. The livelong day, with this mellow song, I can't go wrong. In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's got to give. Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone.
How I love when the band starts to play. They play such sweet music that they blow all my cares away. I should knock on wood when the saxes moan, 'cause it feels so good in a mellow tone. In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. If you move and groan,
Something's got to give.
Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone.
Very well-known group, the Mills Brothers, a well-known tune written by Duke Ellington in a mellow tone, but definitely didn't sell many copies or get any airplay back in the day. And before that, we heard I Walk the Line by Hoagie Carmichael. Wow. All right, I think we'll shift gears and play some different music in just a moment or two.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A steep change in the slope of a riverbed can create rapids, regions where the water is especially fast and choppy, and dangerous. The same thing applies to rivers in the sky. Steep changes in altitude, temperature, or pressure can concentrate the water, creating rapids. They can cause downpours that are especially fast and heavy, and dangerous. That appears to be the case for recent springtime flooding in the Middle East. Atmospheric rivers form when water evaporates from the ocean. As it rises, it's caught in a jet stream, forming a tight, high-speed river. The average one delivers as much water per minute as the mouth of the Mississippi River. When an atmospheric river crosses land, it can produce rain and snow. That can be helpful. But it also can be deadly, producing flooding, mudslides, and other dangers. A recent study blamed deadly flooding in the Middle East in April 2023 on such a river, but one with rapids, waves with much higher concentrations of water. They dumped as much rain as some regions see in an entire year. Similar flooding in 2024 also might have been caused by rapids. The rapids were powered by evaporation from the Atlantic Ocean and the Arabian and Mediterranean seas. Our warming climate is increasing the rate of evaporation. It's also changing circulation patterns over the Atlantic. So the deserts of the Middle East could see more flooding in the years ahead, perhaps powered by rivers and rapids high in the sky. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Here at the Thrift Shop, we spin a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, and cassette tapes and homemade self-released compact discs. Each broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop is a little bit different. It features an improvised or thematic playlist from the Thrift Shop Music Library. And on this half of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be listening to some oldies. Don't tell anyone, but ye old DJ was born in the 1950s. Shh.
Like a branch on a Yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun.
Sandpipers with Louie Louie. Before that, Mr. Stevie Wonder with A Place in the Sun. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a.k.a. Groveton. Now, some of my other lo-fi homemade radio shows are Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, All Indie Radio, the Shortwave Music Library, and the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Show. And all of those shows are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. I'd be really happy if you check them out.
Just keep your dial at the swing in a station. The spot with the swing in a sound. You'll find it the right spot. You'll find it the bright spot. This is the swingin'est station in town.
Al's Records has Buffalo Springfield, Rolling Stones, Turtles.
See that your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. And just about any of your LP needs.
Stop on by. That's Al's Record Shop in Papago Plaza.
Plaza. Plaza. Plaza. we're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a look on the train. Won't your cares all stop running? Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine, dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to life. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling on top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a conversation. No.
Of course, that's the Monkees with The Last Train to Clarksville.
And before that, we heard The Trade Winds with a little mind excursion. Well, I hope you're taking a little mind excursion here on the radio. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at the Skybird Studios here. It's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Still new and different things left to see in rock films? The answer is yes. Yes Songs is a movie of concert performances, and laced with animation and sounds coming from all directions. Yes Songs performs in Quad. Also showing with Yes Songs, and also in Quad, is Death of a Red Planet, a completely unique story told with argon and helium kinetic laser lights by Dale Pelton. Yes Songs, featuring John Anderson, Rick Wakeman, Steve Howell, Chris Squire, and Alan White, and Death of a Red Planet perform in four channels of dazzlement. Don't miss it.
If I
The Circle with She Was Here. We're playing some oldies at the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back. Miss Dionne Warwick with a theme from The Valley of the Dolls. And before that, The Zanies. That's a zany name for a band. With Camel Walk. Yeah, up here in New Hampshire, we don't walk our camels all that much. Mostly because we don't have any camels. Unless you've just walked a mile for a camel. In which case, you really need to quit smoking. Alright, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the very homegrown program of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings. Until next time, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, and keep your radio free.
I'm begging you.